welcome to the Practical NLP Podcast with me, Andy Smith. You can find show notes for this episode at nlppod.com, where you can also get a free Practical NLP audio course when you sign up to get the Practical NLP Tips newsletter. This week, one of the most useful strategies to come out of NLP, which can be a real life changer for someone who's thought up to now that they can't spell. So this might be useful for you, or someone you know, or perhaps especially your kids. Let's talk about spelling strategies, since this is a real problem area for many people with written English. Some people seem to be able to spell easily. Others have real difficulties. Often they label themselves stupid, or feel ashamed, or the bad spelling in their writing affects their credibility. Some of my NLP students were bright, but they had a spelling strategy that didn't work well, and they've made real breakthroughs in expressing themselves in writing by applying what I'm about to tell you. There are many bad strategies for knowing how to spell words in English, but only one that really works. Spelling strategies that don't work include starting with a bad feeling. Maybe they've been ridiculed at school for their spelling. As we know, a strong negative feeling can reduce somebody's abilities and temporarily drop their IQ several points. Using a phonetic strategy, sounding out the word to work out how to spell it. This would work okay in a language where the rules are very nearly perfectly consistent, like Spanish. But English has words derived from all sorts of different languages with different rules. Even the word phonetic isn't spelled with an F. There are 40 sounds in spoken English with 1,120 ways of representing them by different letters or letter combinations. In Italian, there are 25 sounds, which only need 33 ways of representing them in writing. So it's not surprising that the phonetic approach doesn't work well in English. Another bad strategy is using visual construct to make up the spelling. This could possibly work if you can identify what language group the word originates from and the rules that go with it, but it could still give a wrong result. The NLP trainer Robert Diltz modeled a number of good spellers of English and found that all of them used a common strategy. If you're a natural good speller, you'll probably find that this is the strategy you've unconsciously used. If you haven't been a good speller up till now, try this out and see what happens. There used to be an excellent description of how to teach the NLP spelling strategy to yourself or others on Cricket Kemp's website, magicalspellinglimited.com, which is where I've adapted this from. That website has since expired, but you can find videos of Cricket teaching it on YouTube if you search on magical spelling. Step 1. Have the correct spelling of the word you want to learn written on a card in lowercase. It helps if you understand what the word means and the kind of context where it would be used. Step 2. Start with a good feeling. Think of something that makes you feel good or use a positive anchor. Step 3. Move the card up into your visual remembered area. For most people, that's going to be upwards and to your left, so that your eyes follow it up, staying aware of the good feeling. Step 4. Take the card away and notice that you can still see the word in your mind's eye in that visual remembered position. Step 5. Bring the card back to the visual remembered position and notice it's the same as the word you're seeing. Take it away and continue to be aware of the good feeling. Step 6. Now write the letters you're seeing in your mind's eye. Check with the image in your visual remembered area anytime you need to. Step 7. Decide if the word you've written is spelled correctly, noticing the feeling that tells you if it's right or wrong. Step 8. Check it against the card, correcting any letters that you need to. If it isn't the same as the card, repeat this process. Step 9. When you have the word spelled correctly, you'll be able to spell that word backwards out loud by checking with the image in your mind's eye. So that's the process for learning the strategy. The strategy itself, that you'll eventually be running unconsciously if you aren't already, goes simply VR, visual remembered, remembering the image of the correct spelling, and get an immediate positive feeling of familiarity, and exit the strategy. If the feeling is uncomfortable, you'd look the word up or go through the steps of learning the strategy that we've just outlined. Notice that this strategy will only help you spell words that you've seen before. Now, I'm the first to admit that I don't specialise in teaching people how to spell better, probably because I'm what's known as a good speller, which means I happen to be using this strategy naturally anyway, so I wasn't strongly motivated to go into depth on it. So if you want to have a deeper understanding of this strategy, or you want to teach it to others, I suggest you connect with a real specialist expert in that area. You can find those Cricket Kemp YouTube videos when you search on magical spelling. Not to be confused with all videos about magic spells that also come up, or on the Magical Spelling LTD YouTube channel. That's it for this week's podcast. Next time we'll learn another well-known and very useful strategy to come out of NLP, the Disney Strategy for Creativity. Remember to get your free practical NLP audio course by signing up for the newsletter at nlppod.com. See you next time.